And now, ladies and gentlemen, using the Rare Ankle app, this is Jim Wrestle, or Dr. Jim Wrestle. A lot to talk about. I will stick it to wrestling because it's easy. I don't have to put too much notes together, and I'll get into MMA at some point down the line. We have a lot of great matchups in the world of mixed martial arts coming up. You have Poirier, who did really good. Of course, you have DC Stipe. You have a lot of great matchups coming up. But anyway, wanted to discuss Double or Nothing this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, you had the whole Pac and Hangman Page creative differences. That match happened earlier this week. I have not had a chance to watch it, so you have that. Of course, this is the first real competition in probably 10 years since, we all know, eventually TNA dash Impact was not going to be competition for World Wrestling Entertainment. And as you know, competition is great for business because, i.e., for example, with WCW in its peak, when, you know, from 96 to 98, 83 straight weeks or whatever the week amount of weeks was, they beat the WWE in the ratings to the point that they were on the brink of beating them permanently, and it forced the WWE to be cutting edge, to be edgy, and to change their product and be competitive. Seems like they've been complacent, although they've made the most profit. People don't understand the business aspect of it. A lot of the times they just whine and complain and moan and bitch and complain. But let me tell you something, the WWE today, 2019, is making more money than ever before. Why? Because of sponsorships and because of partnerships, and also because of the WWE Network. Man, you have no idea. Plus, you're doing advertising on the network now as well. They're doing a great job with social media, with their talent. It's interesting how, although they're most profitable, the ratings have not really seen that. But it's interesting now in 2019, can you base everything off ratings? Perhaps. But now there's a lot of different ways for individuals to obtain their television, the way they watch TV. Now you could stream exclusively on the network. You could stream. You can watch on YouTube. There's a lot of different ways. You could even watch clips on Facebook, and that you can't count that as a rating as well. So it's going to be challenging for you to get an accurate number as far as what is considered what is accurate as far as a rating. But look, the ratings still count to an extent because that's what you have to pitch to advertisers. And for the advertisers, about how many eyeballs are glued to the television, no matter what the hell, whether you're watching it on the tablet, on your cell phone, and or at home. And hey, Brock Lesnar, say what you want, whether it's Mick Foley's new title or whether it's Brock Lesnar, but Raw had the best ratings in the past 5 weeks, and you can't deny Brock Lesnar. He's a polarizing figure. He's a former UFC heavyweight champion, former Universal champion, former WWE champion. So you can't deny that at all. So it's very interesting to see what they're going to do going forward. I don't like that they mix the wild card rule. I can't stand that rule. But I'm interested to see what happens all in this weekend. You have, of course, brother against brother, Cody against Dustin. Of course, you have Jericho and Kenny Omega, the sequel. I believe it's still on. The Young Bucks against the Lucha Brothers. Just those matches alone should be enough for you to watch the event. Plus, you have the, Battle Royal with Ty Dillinger. He'll be involved in that. So I believe that's what's going on. Those are the main matches that I know that are happening. And I'm interested to see it over the weekend, on Saturday evening, Memorial Day weekend. So I wound up not going. I was going to go. Unfortunately, I started two businesses, and I've been occupied with that. And unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. But hopefully, I'll make it for All In 2, perhaps, in Chicago in September. I'll be in Chicago already for work reasons. I mean, for business reasons. But we'll see. We'll see what happens on the line. So I'm interested to see what happens with All Elite Wrestling, and I'm interested to see if John Moxley shows up. Hopefully, we'll see. I think Dean Ambrose will be there to some capacity, so we'll see. I'm interested to see what happens with their TV deal. This is it's interesting because, unlike TNA, where you had uncertainty as far as television or what network, this is on Turner Network Television, on TNT or TBS, whatever the case may be. It's on Turner Television. The first time they had any sort of wrestling since 2001, over 18 years ago, 19 minus 1, 18, yep, and over 18 years. So I'm interested to see what happens going forward. Cody Rhodes, you know, I believe there's no writers, so I'm interested to see the dynamic there. Are you gonna, and I'm interested to see what happens with their heavyweight championship and who they nominate as their first world champion. And I know they have their partnership with AAA, which is going to be huge, especially in the beginning, because you're going to want to get casual fans to be able to tune into this new federation. So I'm interested to see it. I love the fact that more organizations are out there for individuals to perfect their craft, the perfect example. And I think he's still a little lost, but I think he's in a little better spot as Drew McIntyre. Here's a guy who had all the talent in the world, wasn't as big as he is now, wasn't doing too well with 3MB. He leaves he got cut from WWE, goes on the independent scene, winds up going re-signing with Impact Wrestling. He perfects his craft, he bulks up, and eventually re-signs with the WWE, and he's in a much better spot now. I think, to me, he's definitely a world champion, no doubt about it, for sure. So with that being said, you know, we'll see what happens with Drew McIntyre. I have not heard a tone, so I'm just going to keep talking. So Raw was pretty decent this week. I don't like the wild card rule, and I do like that Brock Lesnar's teasing it, which makes it interesting. As long as he does that and appears more frequent, it should be fun. Leading up into the Super Showdown, which, hey, I always wanted to see Goldberg as Undertaker. I just didn't want to see it past their prime in 2019. So I'm interested to see that. Triple H and Orton, whatever. It is what it is. They do have a lot of history together. It's a very easy match to book, ironically, because of the history of Evolution and then their feud with each other, not only just in the early 2000s, but especially in 2008 and 2009 as well. So you have that going on. Everything leads up to Super Showdown live from Jedi again, and it's interesting. I don't know why would they promote it as, if not bigger than WrestleMania, just promote it as a big show. You don't have to promote it as a show that could eclipse WrestleMania. Clearly it is not, but it'll be great. It'll be great for the WWE. It'll be another stadium show. I'm expecting at least, I don't know, 30, 40, 50,000 people in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. And I don't expect any title changes. I could be wrong. But you have those matches going on. You have Finn Balor against Cien Almas for the IC title. You have, I believe, for the World Championship, it'll probably be official, Kofi Kingston against Dolph Ziggler. So regarding the Money in the Bank, and I'm going to close with that, with Lesnar winning, it was a slap in the face to an extent to the seven people that put their bodies on the line just for Lesnar to come in. I know it's storyline and all that, I know it's kayfabe and all that, but to me, the Money in the Bank is kind of like a Royal Rumble, how it was back in the day, where, or King of the Ring even, where it propels individuals to the next level. I really think it should have been an up-and-coming guy like an Andrade or like an Ali or something like that. It definitely is not, to me, is not worth giving it to an established star because that person is already established. So that's for the men's. Women's side was perfect. I mean, you was not going to have Becky Lynch keep hostage both brands. So it was great the way they did it, where Charlotte cheated and then Bayley eventually cashed in. So I thought that was great. So, it is what it is. So now Brock has the MITB briefcase, and we'll see what happens with him down the line. All right. So it's been a pleasure. Hopefully you listen. Tell your friends. Jim Wrestle's back. Dr. Jim Wrestle's back. And I should be on some other podcast soon. Tell your friends I am back. All right, guys. This is it for now. This is very unofficial. Very basically, I'm doing this for my car. So eventually, I'll have a full blown episode, or at least a recap of some sort, on through Blog Talk Radio on Sunday morning, hopefully, or the recap of Double or Nothing. All right, guys, take care. Bye.